Thank you, Michael. Can I respond? Yes. Okay. So the benchmark is flat. So the evolution of the line is flatter, and let's say the 2020 value is much higher than what you see in regulated markets. So there are two dynamics. One is fuel economy improvements are used less for actually basically the fuel economy improvement potentially is less used to deliver fuel economy savings, so energy savings, and more to respond to other demand by consumers, which could be larger vehicles, for example. So the transition towards larger vehicle, as I said earlier, is global. And so ultimately what you see is that as fuel economy, as the technological potential available for delivering energy savings is not addressed by policy towards that purpose, it ends up being used for other purposes and then leads to larger vehicles, leads to delayed deployment of technologies that are meant to save energy, leads to using older generation of combustion technologies in emerging economies as opposed to what is used in premium economies. So there's a mix of different dynamics that explains why you end up there. And that is partly technology related, it's partly marketing related, I would say. So it's not impossible to reverse the trend and make it oriented towards energy savings. It's just something that the market doesn't deliver by itself, in essence. So that's the message we try to pass there. This is very clear looking at who is regulated and who is not here, in my opinion.